Moving on to action item number 8, discussion and possible action on board resolution for Lake Granger intake project. John Hawes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the second item associated with this project. I might add that the financing agreement that you all just approved, of course, it was required by the Water Development Board just as a commitment on our part, so that they will go and sell bonds themselves to raise the money, and then we will, if you approve this particular resolution, we will then issue a water supply system bond issuance that will then buy and give us the proceeds and from that. So this is the actual resolution of the bond issuance. It's very much like we would be going out into the open market and selling long-term water supply system bonds. The only difference is the Water Development Board is the only purchaser, is the person purchasing or the entity purchasing those bonds. I might add, and I failed to mention the thing, what makes this a very favorable deal is that the Water Development Board, through the state legislature program, this is under what's called a WIF funding, Water Infrastructure Funding Program, and it's a 200 basis points below market. So whatever the Water Development Board goes out and sells the debt for in the open market, they then offer offer that money to us and to other people that they've approved in their program at 2 percentage points below that. So if they sell it for 4% or 5%, we get it for, 2 percentage points or 200 basis points less than that. So that's a very favorable, obviously, situation for us to finance over a long period of time, and that's subsidized, obviously, by the state government. Anyway, this is a fairly lengthy resolution. As if you all have been here before, know that occasionally when we have bond resolutions, we'll have sort of lengthy resolutions that I'll read. But I'll be happy to answer any questions about it. We have Mark Malvo back there with McCall Parkhurst, who's the bond, who represents our bond council that drafted the resolution, and then Stephen Adams with Specialized Public Finance, who's our financial advisor here, and we'll, between the three of us, we'll try to answer any questions you might have about the financing.
Any questions? Well, John, you're on.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Please read the resolution.
Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bonds Series 2009 and resolving other matters related thereto, State of Texas Brazos River Authority. Whereas Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 8502 to Texas Special District Local Laws Code as amended, in parentheses, originally enacted under Chapter 13 Acts of the Second Called Session of the 41st Texas Legislature 1929 as amended and formally compiled as Article 8280-101 VATCS as amended, closed parentheses, the Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article XVI, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority is authorized by the Act and the applicable laws of the State of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted in order to provide for the conservation and development of the surface waters of the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use, and whereas in order to facilitate the conservation and development of the surface waters of the Brazos River, the authority has heretofore established the Brazos River Water Supply System, in parentheses, the system, comprised of various facilities of the authority. And whereas the authority heretofore pledged revenues derived from the system to the security and payment of its Water Supply System Revenue Bonds, Series 1991, in parentheses, the Series 1991 bonds, and obligations on a parity therewith. And whereas the Board of the Authority deems it appropriate to specifically add to the system the Granger Lake Water Intake System, and whereas the bonds hereinafter authorized are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Act in Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended, and other applicable laws for the purposes herein provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, Recitals, Covenants, Agreement, and Amount and Purpose of the Bonds. The Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the Series 2009 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses, the agreement, substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $22 million for the purpose of providing funds for paying the costs of a new water intake system at Granger Lake. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Water Supply System Revenue Bond Series 2009, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code. As amended, the general manager, CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions, in parentheses, in each case the registered owner, in the denominations of 5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, in parentheses, an authorized denomination, close parentheses, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years and in the principal amounts respectively and dated, all is set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code is amended. The authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds, any different or additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, in years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature in each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment periods and dates, in parentheses, including the dates for making deposits to the interest and sinking fund, close parentheses, the dates, price, and terms upon and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity at the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreement, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for and on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold in one or more issues at negotiated sale to the Texas Water Development Board at such price and an amount not to exceed the aggregate principal amount set forth above, with such maturities of principal, with such interest rates, and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters as shall be mutually acceptable. The price to be paid for the bond shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from their date of delivery, if any, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bond shall not be delivered unless, prior to their delivery, the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by said Chapter 1371 Texas Government Code as amended. D, terms. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, the purpose of paying the costs of a new water intake system at Granger Lake, 2I, the funding of the required reserve fund, and 3I, the payment of the cost of the issuance of the bonds. Section 3, addition of the system. The board hereby specifically adds the Granger Lake water intake system to the system for all purposes. And Section 4, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Chair will accept Motion to adopt.
So move.
Moved by Kilgore, seconded by Bell. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeClue?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Reed?
Aye.
Director Christian? Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrup?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Slum?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.